The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined in the studio by Mick Norton to look ahead to the best of Monday's action. We're going to look at three races from Kempton and we're also just going to have a little overview of the flat season, which of course came to a close yesterday. How's things, Mick?
Yes, good, thank you, Alex.
As I mentioned, flat season came to a close yesterday at Doncaster with the November Handicap. Thoughts on the season overall? I think that the general sort of feeling from everyone is that they're reasonably glad to see the back of it, that they're ready for the jumps action now. Are you the same?
Well, I think it's been a good season. We've seen some sparkling performances throughout the season, and well done to Richard Hannan and Richard Hughes retaining their titles quite emphatically in the end. And yes, congratulations as well to all the other trainers who brought the £1 million barrier. I mean, Mark Johnson had a great season, to $1,650,000 in winning prize money, 208 winners, Mark, only 30 behind Richard Hannan, but from more runners, So, great stuff by those two. And well done to Richard Hughes. Also well done to Haley for managing to hang on to the leading Lady Riders title despite her traumatic season with injury.
Missed quite a chunk of it, didn't she, with injury. I saw that her fall, obviously, at Doncaster.
Mm.
Hadn't seen that back since the day. I just saw it in passing yesterday, and it is amazing that she wasn't hurt more badly than she was, isn't it?
Yeah, well, she got a fair old kicking about, didn't she? But hopefully she'll be back as good as ever next season.
Mm, definitely. So that's sort of... The flat season comes to a close, the jump season begins again, but already in the jump season we've probably had the story of the year with AP McCoy. It's something that has been touched on in many previous podcasts. Obviously, I spoke to him a lot last week in the build-up to getting 4,000, and I know that he was just... Or he will have been just so relieved to have got there.
You could just say it after he'd done it, couldn't you? The sort of day after, it was like a weight lifted off of his shoulders, and just on with business. Now.
I think that he thought it was a big deal. Make no mistake about it. But the way that the media played it up, that must have had an effect on him. Surely
it's bound to have done, isn't it? Mm. It just seemed to go on, didn't it? Even though he was doing his best to get it all over and done with, it just seemed to drag on day after day. But at least it's behind him now, and it's some record that'll never be beaten by any jump jockey ever.
And of course, the ride that got him the 4,000.
Oh well, that was
so
just
typical.
So typical of the man. He was never going to win one on the bridle to get his 4,000, was he? That wouldn't have been him. He'd have probably had to throw himself off at the last if he'd been going to win it on the bridle.
But he really is some man. Would you suggest maybe he'll go for 5,000?
I don't know. I'll get this. I think he'll wrap this championship up again, and then just look at it.
See how he's feeling.
See how he's feeling after that. Yeah.
Okay, grand. We will look ahead now to three races at Kempton on Monday. The first of which comes up at, is it the 3:20?
He is.
Yes, it's the 3:20.
Yeah.
And in the first race, well, it's pretty open. It's a handicap over a mile. Where should we start with this? Should we start with Diplomatic?
Yeah,
the hat trick.
Yeah, the joint top weight Diplomatic on the hat trick from a £3 higher mark, which, at the face of it, probably not insurmountable. He's got two course and distance wins here at Kempton to his name in October, and comes here in great form. No reason why he shouldn't put up another good show, and I wouldn't put anybody off backing him. the other joint, one of the other joint top, which again, a very compressed handicap. This only £9 between top and bottom. Wilfred Pickles, Jamie Spencer's been booked to ride by Joe Crowley. Now, this is a really well-handicapped horse. He's £10 lower than his last win. Doesn't quite seem the horse he was, but definite signs last time that there are more races to be won with him. He came back to form with a good effort last time, and he finished second of nine on his only try here at Kempton. As I say, that was a good second at Lingfield last time, and he should be competitive off of his low mark. But the one that I think is interesting, the three-year-old Catch the Cider. Now, he's trained by Hans Adielsen and hadn't shown anything at all. Made a very eye-catching debut at two. He's only started at two. Then down the field in three starts. But last time, they backed him as if defeat was out of the question. He missed the break, got himself into an impossible position, was doing his best work when the race was all over. And despite the rider having accepted it, he was finishing as strongly as anything in the race, and suggesting that if he'd got off on terms, that he wouldn't have been far away. So I'm going to give him another chance. Catch the Cider off a mark of 63 with Joey Haynes taking off the off the five. I think that was significant, that money last time, and the way he finished after getting himself in such a poor position, I think that spoke volumes, and his relatively unexposed compared to the other two that we've mentioned.
Okay then. So Catch the Cider, the interesting selection there in the 320. The 350 is the next race that we'll look at. It is a nursery over six furlongs. We'll start here with the Hannon Runner. Go for broke off, and best to look at Hannon Runners in nurseries that you wouldn't tend to go far wrong, would you?
Absolutely. I haven't seen him for 73 days, which may or may not be a slight concern. But Sure and Ability both starts. Got the job done in a Salisbury maiden in August. And looks a fair enough mark, 69, for his handicap debut here. And after only two starts, could be open to any amount of improvement. And I'll be surprised if he's not on the premises off that sort of mark. Gower Princess, this is a daughter of Footsteps in the Sand, who's had a good season with his two-year-olds. She's improved each start, this filly, and including the last two wins, which both came here at Kempton Park, over five and six furlongs. And she's only £3 higher for this hat-trick bid. And I think she's going to be very hard to beat. She's got a single-figure draw in eight. Go for Brooks out of three, so he's going to be there competitive as well. And Gower Princess, for me, may well land the hat-trick. The other one I like in the race is Kiss from a Rose, trained by Ray Guest. Chris Catlin rides. She's definitely going the right way, and she made her Polytrack debut, a winning one in a Wolverhampton maiden last time. The second was rated 70, so a mark of 65 is probably okay. She does wear the hood, but I think Ray Guest is quite an advocate of that. Wouldn't put me off backing her. I think all three that we've mentioned, I won't be scratching my head if any of the three win, but I do think the Gower Princess still looks attractively handicapped, and with her obvious liking for Kempton, I think that's going to stand her in good stead.
OK then, Gower Princess there in the 350. The final race that we'll look at is the 520. It's a handicap over a mile and a half. Very open contest this week. I mean, chances could be given to so many of them. Where should we start here?
Well, there's only £8 between top and bottom weight. We'll just go through them in race card order, because it's difficult to just dismiss anything here. You've got the top at the top, Sporting Gold. Roger Varian trains Tom Quilly taking the ride. Finished second on its only start here at Kempton. And only had three starts this season. Won the first two of them. Went for the hat-trick at Redcar. Got undone by the very soft ground that day. And I think we'll forgive him that. As a son of Scirocco, that was a little bit surprising. He didn't handle the soft ground better. A career best is required, but he's a definite player, Sporting Gold. Next one down, number two, is While You Wait, trained by Gary Moore. Fergus Sweeney taking the rides. This is his Polytrack debut, and he's got no handicap wins to his name. His only win came in a maiden for Jim Bolger, and it was quite a weak maiden as well. But did finish second twice in August, but does have to bounce back from a modest effort at Goodwood last time. But again, difficult to rule out. The very consistent Sir Tavy, trained by Brendan Power, William Twiston Davis, taking off £3. He wins in his turn. He won at Chepstow and Windsor earlier on this year, and then has hit the frame all starts since, including second at Epsom last time. He's got nothing to speak of on Polytrack, which would be a slight concern. All that form that we've spoken about is on turf. And he is £9 higher than his last win. So probably a few questions to answer there for Sir Tavy. The one that interests me of the so far, we're into number four now of 14, is Kent Ragstone, trained by William Haggis, has had a fantastic season. William, he's got, I think he's finished seventh in the trainer's title, 102 winners, over £1,800,000 in prize money. Terrific season, capped off by winning the November handicap on Saturday. And he's got Kent Ragstone here, who is very lightly raced and unexposed, got a mark of 74, and showed smart form in the spring, and then probably needed that run last time. It was after a break of 174 days, and he looks a very fair mark to me, and his Polytrack form is quite respectable. Went down narrowly to the Cornish Cockney, who was having a bit of a purple patch at the time. That was on his second start. So I think he's very interesting back on the Polytrack here, Kent Ragstone. He's going to get the selection. Well, along with, there's another one to come in a moment. Commissar is another player, up £6 for that course and distance win 3 weeks ago. So he's into the 70s now, but he was rated 90 as a two-year-old, so arguably still well handicapped. But the one I want to share the selection with Kent Ragstone is Little Buckstead, trained by Robert Mills, Kieran Fox taking the ride. Lightly raced, only having fifth career start, and probably ran its career best last time, and that was after 283 days off, suggesting that he's improved in the interim. He can run here off this same mark, and for me, it's a danger to them all. And that was that third last time after that long absence was in a course and distance handicap. So they'd be my two against the field in the very competitive 520. They are Kent Ragstone and Little Buxted. I'd just twitch my stakes on those.
Okay, then. A very competitive contest there.
Yeah.
The 520. Great stuff, Mick. Good luck with those picks. Enjoy the action at Kempton on Monday, and we'll catch up soon.